We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph. We are beginning six lines from the top, Pei Hei Amud Aleph, end of a line. Rav Papa Rav Huna, Vreid Rav Yeshua, both Rav Papa and Huna Yeshua, Iklu Lehintzivu. They went to a city called Hintzivu, some say the Gerer is Leshachnetzivu, Le'as Reid Rav Idi Ba'Avon. This was the city where Rav Idi Ba'Avon was the Rav. So the two Gedolim, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, came to the city. So Boyim Inayu. So the people from the town asked them a shayla. Huzuru kasheirois lenasi lepsulim eloi. Is there an iser for kahenes to marry a apostle? For example, is there an iser for kahenes to marry a chol or not? Amuluhura papa tanisua. I could bring a raya from a mishnah in asar yuchsin, which is a mesech exclusion. Amuluhura papa tanisua. Asar yuchsin olam abavel. There were 10 different levels of yuchsin that came up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra. What are the 10 yuchsin? Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Chalolim, which we know comes from Psal Kuhuna, Geirim, Vecharurim, which means Eved that was Meshuchar, Umamzerim, and Nesinim. Nesinim we learned before is like the Gevoinim, who came to be Megair in the days of Yeshua, the pastors from the Shiva Amimin. Shtuki, Vaasufi are Sufik Mamzerim. So these are the 10 different type of people came up from Bava. So it says in the Mishnah, Kahanim Levim Yisraelim Matarim Lovers Ever Zed. The Kahanim Levim Yisraelim get into marriage with each other. Levim Yisraelim Chalolim Gerim Charurim Matarim Lovers Ever Zed. But Kahanim can't marry a Chalol or a Ger or a Meshuchar. A Ger and a Meshuchar is a Shail of a Zayinah, like we learned before. And Chalolim, they can't marry a Chalol. Geri, Charuri, Mamzeri, Nesini, Shtuki, Vasufi Matarim Lovers Ever Zed. Because Mamzerim and Nesini are allowed to marry into Gerim and Charurim because they're not called a Kahal Hashem. That's the Mishnah. Now, the problem is, it says that Kahanim can't marry into Chalolim. Why not? A Kahanis can marry a Chalol. V'ilu, Kahanis l'Chalol l'Ketani. So, Chari Tzuraya, that a Kahanis can't marry a Chalol. That was our Papa's Raya. Papa said, I have a Raya from Mishnah, that a Kahanis has an Issa to marry a Chalol. Omle, Avun, Avrei, Yerai, Yeshua. No, it's not a Raya. Because, Kol Heicha, the Hani Nas V'Hani, V'Hani Nas V'Hani, Ketani. It only says if it goes both ways. That the Kahanis can marry the Chalol, and the Kohen can marry Chalala. But here, since we know Kohen can marry Chalala, it doesn't say it. Kiven the ilu boyle mitzv Chalala, since a Kohen can, Kiven the ilu boyle mitzv Chalala, Sirulei, like Tony doesn't say. So here we have the two Gedolim, they walk in, they ask Rav Papa the Shaila, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Rav Papa tries to make a Raya, and Huna slugs up the Raya. All of a sudden, the Rav pulls in, also the Kamei, the Rav Idi Ba'avin, or they came to the Rav, to Rav Idi Ba'avin, the Rav of the city, Amalu Dardaki, children. Hachiyom Rav Yehuda Marav lehuzuru kasherus and asi lepsulim. The first member of the same Rav that kasherus and not don't have the issa to marry a chalal lehuzuru kasherus and asi lepsulim. Like we learned yesterday's blat that there's no issa for them to marry a chalal, and therefore even we have a member already. We have a kabbalah already. That's the halacha that kasherus have no issa to marry a psul. So to Gemara Vayta, we had in our Mishnah Shniois medivrei seifrim, which is a issa arayis, it's not the raisa. The example of Rashi gives on the Mishnah is a grandmother. So it says that it's possible to have mutul azev asal zeh if there's two brothers from the father, not from the mother. So it could be a case where a person married his grandmother, which is asur medirabanan as a shnia, and for the brother who's the yavam, there's no issa whatsoever because it's not his grandmother. Or the opposite. It's not his grandmother, and it's the Yavam's grandmother. And it says in that Mishnah also Vaitem that the halach is any shnia who gets married, they have to get divorced and they don't get a ksuba. Mashenkin almanah kohen gadol, even though it's isalav, they still get a ksuba. That was not a part of the Mishnah. I'm going to explain all those things as we go along in our Gemara. So first the Gemara declares like this: Bogmei Rav Bnei Biri Rav Sheshes shnia. The people of Bnei Biri asked Rav Sheshes a question. Shnia Labal v'Shnia LeYavam. So the case where it's a Shnia Labal and not a Shnia LeYavam. We said a Shnia Labal doesn't get a ksuba. But let's say you have a case here that the Baal died and this wife fell to the Yavam. And for the Yavam, it's Mutter because it's not the Yavam's grandmother. So Shnia Labal v'Shnia LeYavam. Yes, the ksuba LeYavam. What's the halacha? Does she get now a ksuba? She's married to the second person, Shimon. To Reuven, it was Reuven's grandmother. And Reuven died. It was Issa Darabanan. So Reuven died as a Chiyav Yibum on this because it's only Issa Darabanan. So now the Yavam, it's mutter to the Yavam. Yavam does Yivam. Is she entitled to a ksuba or not? Yes, ksuba Yavam loy. What's the shaila? Kivin dom amar ksubasa al nichse baila rishon. Since we learned before in the Masechta that who is mechuyev in a ksuba of the Yavam? It's the first baal's estate. The first husband's estate is mechuyev for this. So the enles law, since there was no ksuba, the first baal didn't have to give a ksuba because it was a shnia, so therefore there's no ksuba here either. By Dilma, since the halacha is, kivin diyu les law v'rishon, the halacha is, if the first husband's estate has no money, then the rabbanu masakin that the second husband, the yavam, gives the ksuba. Tegin la rabbanon v'sheini, say isla, so here, since you don't have a ksuba on the first one, because of a technical reason, not because they have no money, because halacha-wise, so maybe here, you have a masakin as ksuba from the second one. That's the question. Omlu Rav Sheshe is Tanisua. Rav Sheshe is the first of Braisa. Says in the Braisa, ksuba sa nechse baal rishon. Halacha is usually a ksuba is goes on the state of the first baal. He has a chrayis. He's required, it's his estate that's required to pay for the ksuba. It says in the Braisa, m'haysa shnia labal, if this wife was osir ister abanon of shnia to the baal, to the husband, afilma yavam ain't law, then even if yavam doesn't have. So you see clearly the psak halacha is from the Braisa that you don't get a ksuba in such a case. But the Gemara has a problem with the Lashon. Mechlal, the Iko, the Islam Yavam, the Lashon of the Braisa says, M'hoysa shni laval, fill me Yavam is ain law. Sounds like there's other times we get the Yavam. Didn't we just say that all Ksuba goes on the Baal region? Mechlal, the Iko, the Islam Yavam, the word Ksuri Mechsurim. You have to put in a few extra words in the Braisa. Valkatani. Ksuba sav nichse Baal region. Ksuba usually it goes on, it's insured by the first Baal. The first Baal has to pay for that. Even though he's not alive, his estate has paid for it. Be less law if there's no money there. Merishoin tekinu l'mashani. So then the Yavam himself pays ksuba. V'im hoisa shania labal. But if she was also to the first baal, afilu meyavam ein law. She did not get a ksuba even from the Yavam. So to Maravaita. Boyi minei. Now we have in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: if there's a case of a shnia like we spoke out, shnia labal, they have to get divorced. And ain't look ksuba, she does not get a ksuba when she gets divorced. But like pay rice, that means if he ate any of the profits of her nichse malug. For example, she had an apartment building, he took the rent, he doesn't have to return that either, even though he ate it shloi kedin. But like mezoinis, if she borrows money and buys mezoinis when he's away, he is not mechuyev for her mezoinis. But like beloyis, does not give her back the stuff that got worn out. But Vlad kosher. But the last question says, "Is Amalekah and Gadol Yisrael had it?" The Mishnah says, "Yes, lahem ksuba." All it says, "Yes, lahem ksuba." Doesn't say anything about the mezainus or the payrus. Doesn't say anything Mishnah about that. By me, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yechon, Amalekah and Gadol, which we said by Amalekah and Gadol that the chayiv and ksuba, that means Amalekah is not allowed to marry Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry Amalekah, and a Kohen had it's not allowed to marry a grusha and chalutza. Let's say they get married. Lacha is kaifin lahaitzi. The child is a chal actually, and it says, "Yes, lahem ksuba." What about mezainis and other things? What's the case? What's your question if they have mezainis or not? What is the question? Ilema, the Yosfa to say, if they're still staying married, the Gemara says, you have to give her a get. You think mezainis is something? She gets mezainis? Give her a get right away. You don't have to get mezainis. The case was like this. He went away to Medina Siam, and he's not around to give a get right now. When he comes back, the minute he gets back, Bezdin jumps in him and says he has to give a get. But right now, he's out of town. And she needed food. So she borrowed money. And she ate mezainis. When he comes back and he gives the get, does he have to pay back that loan or not? My. What's the shaila? My. Mezainis is part of the Tanai Ksuba. It's part of the requirements of a Ksuba. So with the Isla Ksuba, since the halacha is, she gets a Ksuba, Isla Mezainis, she gets Mezainis also. And Dilma, Ksuba, the Mishkal Mepek, Ksuba, that you get it on the way out. So there, Isla, we let her get the Ksuba. Mezainis, Dilma, if she's getting Mezainis, she's going to say, no, it's a good idea, maybe I'll stay. Dilma to Akav Gabe, Lesla, she does not get any Mezainis. That's a tzutzadim. Either pshat is because since she gets a ksuba, it's not a ksuba. Or lemaisa is not a comparison. The money for that she gets from the ksuba, that's on the way out. But mezainis might keep her there. On Malay, the answer to the question was less law. she does not get mezainis. It means even though the Mishnah says yesh lan ksuba, she does not get mezainis. V'rei the Gemara v'atanya yesh. We have a brisa that says that a mono kohen gadol gets mezainis. Ki tanya hi lacha misa. That's in a gay in a case where, let's say the kohen gadol married an almana, and before he had a chance to do anything, he died. So now, she's the almana of the kohen gadol now, besides for being almana before that. And the lacha is, the almana of a regular person eats mezainis from the estate of her husband until she gets remarried. So here, we let her get mezainis. Why? Because it's tanai ksuba. Ah, you had a problem. Maybe she will stay married. Is that? Exactly. And that's why we give her a mezainis. So the Braita says, yeshlo means la'acha misa. Is the Amri, another version of the same exact Gemara is, that the question was, do you get mezainis? So in Ista Amri, he starts off like this. On Malay, he answers, Tanya yeshlo. We have a Braita, she gets mezainis. And the Gemara has a kasha, oh, I, ha, ba, mod, vahoitzikai. L'chayra, what's it sad that you get mezainis? You have to give her a get. You have to give her a get. So why would you give her mezainis? And the Mashal speaks out, we're going out even in a case where the husband was in Medinas Yam and loves Savakla, but at this point the Gemara holds that it's still a taina that if you give her a get, she doesn't get mezainis. So why should she get mezainis? Svela hatanya yashlo. My surprise says yashlo. Kitanya hi lacham misa. That's talking about lacham misa. We're not worried to akiv gabe. Mashainkein by when he's still alive, we do not give her mezainis because he has to give a get and was worried tuma to akiv gaba. Tuma to akiv gaba. So what do you want to write? This is actually the brisa that says yes to mezainis. Tana Rabban, amano kohen gadol, if a kohen gadol marries amano, grusha v'achlusa kohen hedyet, yesh lo ksuba, she gets a ksuba, and she gets peyreis, mezainis, and belois. And she gets paid back the peyreis, and she gets mezainis, and the belois. Now mezainis means lachamisa, like we just said before. Dafka lachamisa, but while he's alive, we're worried that will keep her attached, and therefore she won't get mezainis. But here we're talking about lachamisa. And the lach is, v'hi pesula. What? Belayas is, like we looked at the Mishnah, is when she brings in, let's say, different clothing, different tablecloths, and it get worn out. So the worn out things really belongs to her, because it's her, the principle was hers, but the halacha is she doesn't take it along with her. It's part of Tanai Ksuba that she doesn't take, just takes it along, here she just leaves it there. And the halacha is, V'hi pesula, V'vla the pasul, she is pasul, and her children's pasul, she becomes a halala, and her children become, and her children is a halal. V'kaifin oysa lahaytzi. And you force him to give a get. That's all amana kohen gadol. Shnia is the v'seifrim. If someone marries a erva derabanan, ain lo ksuba, she does not get a ksuba, lo peiris, lo mezonis, lo blois. She doesn't get anything. Not the peiris, not mezonis, not blois, not a ksuba, nothing. But there is a kula to her. V'hi kasher, she is kasher, v'adah kasher, v'kaifrim is lohitzi. And you force her to give a get. So right now, we just said, like the Mishnah said, there's a chilek between a shniyos and a malakan gadol. One, the halacha is you get a ksuba, and one, the halacha is you don't get a ksuba. And then now the Gemara is going to say the reason. If you're wondering what the chilek is, what the difference is between a malakan gadol and shniyos, the Gemara is going to bring down two mandi amrim, what's pshat in such a halacha.